I'm Willow Belden, and you're listening to Out There. This is a podcast about the outdoors, from your window box and garden, to the fields on the edge of town, to the forests, prairies, seashores, and wilderness. On the show, we explore our relationship with nature through stories, interviews, essays, and even some fiction. We travel around the U.S. and the world with tales of love and heartbreak, passion and adversity, desperation and triumph. On today's episode, we have a story about grasshoppers. Our guest is a writer, philosopher, entomologist named Jeff Lockwood. And yes, you heard that right. He's a writer and a philosopher and an entomologist, which, if you're rusty on your terminology, is someone who studies insects. Today, Jeff shares an essay he wrote called From the Mouths of Babes, which was inspired by his work as a grasshopper killer. The story takes us out into the grasslands and questions the morality of killing insects, even when we think of them as pests.
I don't like to think of myself as an executioner. I prefer to be called an economic entomologist. My job is to kill insects and other creatures. Applying pesticides may be the only activity less socially acceptable than chasing ambulances. So I thought that showing my kids an authentic rangeland grasshopper outbreak would help them make sense of my work. Ethan struggled his way up into the cracked vinyl seat of the Chevy pickup, his cheeks flushed and his eyes wide in anticipation. Kindergarten had been fine, but summer was better. Some 125 miles and 125 questions later, we arrived in Guernsey, Wyoming, and stopped at Katie's Diner for lunch. My job was already impressive to him. I got to drive a truck and eat lunch in a diner. The screen door of Katie's banged shut behind us. We climbed into the truck and headed to Wayland Canyon, a 2,000-acre tract of severely infested rangeland a few miles north of town. Although early in July it was nearly 100 degrees and the wind conspired with the heat to create the equivalent of a convection oven. After a short walk in which we flushed waves of grasshoppers from the boot-high brome grass, I tried to explain my job. Squatting on my haunches, a posture Ethan instantly mimicked, I began. "You see, pal, all of these grasshoppers are eating the grass, and the rancher, Mr. Martin, needs the grass for his cows." Ethan stared into the distance, either spellbound by my lecture or imagining the frosty Coke that I'd promised him when we got back to town. "We're trying to find a way to get rid of some of these grasshoppers. We're testing a new chemical up poison, really, but it won't hurt the other animals as much as what we use now." Ethan poked at a grasshopper that was woozy from the heat and desperately clinging to a stem of grass in hopes of avoiding the searing soil. I went on, trying to show him that if I wasn't exactly a hero, neither was I a villain. "The grasshoppers are part of the prairie, and we don't want to hurt them, but we're trying to live here too." I finished with a story about the pioneers that passed just 5 miles east of Wayland Canyon on the Oregon Trail, explaining how they had seeded this region with the ranching families, and how the locust plagues nearly drove them from the land. Mr. Rogers could not have given a better accounting of economic entomology. Confident that Ethan saw the honorable character of my work, I stood up, a bit too fast. A wave of vertigo washed over me as Ethan offered his analysis. "Dad," he began, oblivious to my condition. "Yes," I replied. "Weren't they here first?" On the drive back to town, my rambling discourse touched on indigenous people, native species, property rights, and why calling dibs did not establish a moral position. but I have yet to really answer Ethan's question. At least I was forewarned when I took his sister to the field a couple of weeks later. That was good because Aaron was 2 years older and intellectually precocious. This time I'd introduce the principle of sharing to preempt the ethical questions. By now, the rangeland grasses were baked to the color and consistency of shredded wheat. As we picked the tiny spears that constitute bromegrass seeds out of our socks, I delivered a brilliant lecture on Western agriculture, being sure to discuss ways of fairly distributing resources between humans and nature to ensure coexistence. Aaron asked me how many different kinds of grasshoppers there were in Wyoming, 112 species, and how insecticides kill. Malathion and related compounds short-circuit the nervous system, I explained. She seemed satisfied, even intrigued. I was delighted. After our cokes in town, we headed back to Laramie. So, I said, in an effort to summarize my work, you see, there just isn't enough grass to feed both the grasshoppers and the cows. Sharing is ideal, and we try to make it work whenever possible, but sometimes there just isn't enough to go around. And this year we have to kill some of the grasshoppers to be sure that the cattle have enough to eat. I looked down the road, watching the heat rising like an undulating liquid curtain over the asphalt. I see, she offered, with that quaver in her voice that I have since come to recognize as being the equivalent of the deepening whistle associated with falling bombs in war movies. And next year, she continued, will it be the cow's turn to get killed?
That was Jeff Lockwood. He's a writer, philosopher, and entomologist at the University of Wyoming. The essay you heard today is called From the Mouths of Babes and was originally published in a collection called Grasshopper Dreaming, Reflections on Killing and Loving. If you'd like to read more of Jeff's work, you can visit his website, which is jeffreylockwoodauthor.com.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking...
Thanks for listening to Out There. If you're enjoying the show, do us a favor and spread the word about it. Building up our audience will help us attract the money we need to keep the podcast up and running. And the best way to gain listeners is for you to encourage your friends and family to listen. A big thank you to Mountain Bike Radio and Deb and Vince Garcia for their financial contributions. You too can make a donation. Just go to outthereshow.com and click support. That's it for this episode. Our theme music was written by Jared Arnold. Have a beautiful day, be bold, go outside, and find your dreams.
I roamed and rambled and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me, a voice was a-sounding. This land was made for you and me.